That didn't that Hector Smith? If he don't get here to mind the store pretty quick, we're going to be late for court.
Well, why don't you just lock up the store?
Lock it up nothing. This law case has cost us plenty already without losing a half day's business by locking up the store. No, sir. If Hector don't show up, I'm going to call the whole damn case off. We just drop it.
Well, we can't drop it. What? Because I'm going to make my speech this morning.
You are like fun. I'm going to get up in that witness chair this morning. It's the last thing I do. I'm going to get that $3. Wasted enough of my time going to court and never getting a chance to be a witness. I ain't going to let you take up the whole day with no goddamn fool speech.
How do you know you're going to get a chance to be a witness?
Because I am, that's why. Mr. Fawcett was in here the day before yesterday and said he was going to put me on yesterday. And then he had to kill the whole time asking Mrs. L. Preston.
How did that fellow father say to you, anyhow?
Well, he said that he was just going to ask me 3 questions. That all I had to say was yes to the first 2 questions and the fool 2 seconds.
Yep, that won't take long. Maybe I can get my speech in right after that.
That speech ain't no good anyhow.
Well, why ain't it? Why ain't it?
Because the fellow that wrote it is for you is crazy, that's why. Professor Fisher Wake said he was. Said he was always going off on a tangent.
I don't prove he's crazy. I used to ride one of the goddamn things myself before this knee of mine started bothering me.
Well, I'm just telling you.
How do you do, Hector?
Oh, sure, young fellow. I thought you was going to be here tomorrow soon.
Yes, but I just saw a terrible thing, Mr. Winterbottom, a terrible thing. Lem Butler just lost a hand.
Well, lost a hand? Well, how did it happen?
Well, he only had a pair of jacks, and one of the other fellows had aces. Well,
say, now that'll do you, Hector Smith. We ain't got no time for any time for you this morning.
No, we got to get to court. I'm going to make a speech.
Yes, and I'm going to be a witness.
Well, say, Mr. Peters, when you make a speech to a judge, you want to put plenty of sock in it. Plenty of sock. And just give it to him.
Told you what?
A sock. Well, I remember the time when I made a speech before a judge.
Well, you made a speech. I bet you never made a speech before a judge in your life.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Just let me tell you something, Mr. Winterbottom. The speech I made before that judge is recognized as one of the most famous speeches in the history of American jurisprudence. In fact, it has been quoted millions of times.
What speech did you make? What did you say to the judge?
I said, not guilty.
Just never mind. Pay attention a minute to what I'm telling you. If anybody comes in and asks you, you tell them we'll be back about 3 o'clock. Well, I guess you know where things is if you have to wait on anybody.
Yes, I know where everything is.
Well, come on, Ed, let's get out of here.
Yeah, just a second. Yeah.
Oh, yes, and Hector, if anybody phones and wants something delivered, tell them they'll have to wait till Ed gets back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Ed, come on.
Well, I'm coming. I
ain't
got to go
through
the
rest of the thing. Well, you're slowing the last in January. Well, it's long.
So long, so long.
Yeah, so long, Hector. We'll see you later.
And so, Your Honor, we have attempted to prove, and I think we have succeeded in proving, that Mrs. Dale has always had a kindly, friendly attitude toward Mr. Peters. And he has had no cause whatever to provoke such an attack upon her good name. We rest our case.
Say, just a second here. Ain't you going to use me for a witness?
I don't think your testimony will be necessary.
Mr. Winterbottom, you're out of order. Please be seated.
Well, dead bones. There goes $3 just like nothing. I'll tell you, this whole business is just a skin game. Just a sunshine.
Come on, Mr. Winterbottom. See this? You may introduce your witnesses.
Oh, shut. I don't have to introduce him. Everybody knows him.
Report. I mean, have your first witness up the stand.
Anyway, I ain't got no witnesses. I reckon my word is just as good as any witness I could get.
Hey, hold on a minute there, Red. Let me be your witness. I've got to get that $3 some way.
No, I object. Mr. Winterbottom has been subpoenaed as our witness. He can't change his court here.
Then where can I change it?
And our fellow remonstrates against this procrastination and dally.
Now that?
And dally.
What do you say, Red?
Well, he should have got to change the rally.
Dally! I resent that
Sally. You're crazy, said Sally.
I ain't crazy, said Allie. Hey, say, Mr. Fawcett, did you say Aunt Allie or Aunt Sally?
I said both.
Yes, I get what he means. He means both. You know, Sally and Allie. Of all the girls I ever loved, there's more than so sweet as Sally. She's the darling of my heart, and she lives down in my valley.
Corporal Hatcher, come to order. I'm not going to put up with this much longer. Your objection is overruled, Mr. Porter. Mr. Winterbottom is only right in this case. You may take the stand. Go ahead, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, thank you, Judge. And that $3 will come in handy.
Accepting, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Peters, you may go ahead and question Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, Phil, what do you use to ask him questions? He don't know nothing that I don't.
No, never mind that. You go ahead and ask me a question. I'm going to earn that $2.
Will you lend me half a dollar of it?
I object. The question is entirely incompetent, irrelevant, and immaterial. It doesn't affect this case one iota.
Hey?
One iota.
You ought to what?
You ought to lend you the dollar.
Oh, but I...
Well, thanks. That's that there nice to me.
I object!
There you go, there you go. Now you object to giving it to you. Talk the sheriff right out of it. You're going to keep your dad doing no
I object to this
point
of conversation.
The objection is the same. If Mr. Peters hasn't any relevant questions for us, you may take the witness.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You going to ask me some questions?
I ask. What is your name?
Yes.
I said, what is your name?
Yes.
Say, look here. What do you think I am?
A dad doing fool.
Your Honor! Your Honor! Your Honor, I demand that the witness retract that statement. He's been cleverly coached by someone to insult me. Who told you to say I was a fool?
Why, Mr. Falsey, you did the other day when you come into the store.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. I'm getting tired of all this. The witness is excused. Now, Mr. Falsey, sum up your case and let's get it over with.
Your Honor, my client is well known to you. I do not have to point out that hers is a liar, a benevolent, a gentle disposition. She would not knowingly harm anyone. She would not do or say the slightest thing to promote.
Well, yeah, but soon this case is over. Come on and go fishing. I said, come on and go fishing.
What would you rather do?
Why not?
Mr. Coyle with Mr. Peters?
I'm going fishing.
Let's go fishing.
I'm a trifle hard of hearing.
I used to be hard of hearing myself, Judge.
Well, you don't say. Did you ever find a remedy for it?
Yeah. Tell you what I did. I took some old Doc Simmons syrup of cinnamon and it fixed me right up. Hear better now than I ever did.
Yes, who's your boy?
Your Honor, if I may continue.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
As I say, my client is of a sweet disposition. And yet, without the slightest provocation, Mr. Peters here won't hire no. I'm compared her to a big man. A big man.
What do you say?
Dead pen. Shut up.
Anyone who would do that is not a friend. He is a viper.
Is it hot, Dad?
Don't keep your ears open. He's a wiper.
What kind of wiper?
A pen wiper.
And now, Dad, bring it. I'm going to make my suit. And here, Judge, is a half a dozen of our best silk socks.
I didn't go to the sandwich, Mr. Peters. What are these for?
I don't know, but Hector Smith told me to deliver him a speech with a lot of sound.
So, what about this? If you're asking for 2 days and you've gotten over, I'll have a good morning to dismiss this case.
Before you dismiss this case, I'd like you to look at this copy of the Cohen Center Gazette. It has an article in it that's quite interesting, written by Mr. Winterbottom and Mr. Peters.
Well, yes, let me see it. Well, what? You say Mr. Winterbottom and Mr. Peters wrote this article?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, I gave that item to the judge, yes. Just thought that I did. Yes.
The court has Mr. Peters put his charge and instructs him to pay the missing sale immediately to send a $5,000 in costs. For the jury.